Questions 3 and 4 will be based on the following news item.
Professor Post is developing a way to grow meat in a lab because he believes that livestock farming is not good for the environment, not good for animals, nor, he says, is it going to satisfy the growing demand for meat. His aim is to produce a burger that looks and tastes just like the real thing, but from what I saw at his lab, which is still a work in progress, the flesh, grown from stem cells, is pale white and tasteless, so food technologists have had to mix in breadcrumbs, caramel, and saffron to add flavor and juice to add color. The mixture is then put together to make the burger that will be cooked, then eaten by two food writers. Initial testing during the development process suggests that it won't taste great, but according to Professor Post, it will taste good enough.
Question 3. Why Professor Post is developing a way to grow meat in a lab? Question 4. Why do the food technologists have to add juice to the grown meat?